Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by. Well, it's something to consider. No matter whether you're saved today or unsaved, you can be certain that you're going to face problems. Because we live in a fallen world and you've got to expect trouble. But once you become a child of God, you have a tremendous asset of a loving Heavenly Father that's going to guide your life. He will strengthen you to face any problem you're going to encounter. Since you don't know what the future holds, perhaps the best way to prepare for a crisis is to seek the Lord when your life is problem-free. When you become accustomed to seeking God during good times, then your first response to a problem will be, Father. Calling out to the Lord during both ups and downs reminds us of our position as children of God. Are you facing a real trial today? Release it to God in prayer. Because no matter what it is, He's going to help you overcome that thing. And isn't that good news? Well, I thought this was very good. A tip of the hat to, my hometown, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Voted one of the best places to move to in the United States before getting too crowded. They did a little survey of small cities and burgeoning big towns across the United States, offering great green spaces, a myriad of recreational opportunities, thriving downtowns, active local communities, not to mention reasonable real estate, making them a perfect destination to set up housekeeping, putting down roots. But hurry, they say it's only a matter of time before they get overcrowded and overpriced. And number one, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Although you may not have heard of this sweet Midwestern town, it is one of the nation's hipster hotspots. That's why I'm here. Hipster hotspots for its up-and-coming food scene and a most popular city for millennials. Even with these accolades, though, it's still very much flying under the radar. It's affordable. Oh, it really is. And there are a plethora of ideas and attractions in Fort Wayne, Indiana, including the nation's number one minor league baseball park. Oh, and a booming brewery scene. That's another reason I love it here. Award-winning chefs and some great music, known as the Midwest Music Capital. Really? Fort Wayne, my town? I do know for decades we were known as the city of churches in America. I think our county is about 80% Catholic and Lutheran. Some things have been changing. A lot of independent churches starting up in the new America, but it is. It's a pretty nice place to live. Fort Wayne, Indiana. And let's do 2 minutes of living in today's world. Well, everybody at the Welcome Hall Mission in Montreal, Canada, looks forward to hockey nights, especially when the Canadiens are having their home games. And like most Montrealers, I think that's the way you would say that, a lot of people there are diehard fans. But for those who come to this mission in a converted factory in the Southwest District of St. Henry for some help, there's an added treatment, a gourmet meal the next day. Thanks to a partnership with the Bell Center, home of the Montreal Canadiens, all of the uneaten food served in the arena's 124 private and corporate boxes is packed, refrigerated, and brought to the Welcome Hall Mission, where it is served for lunch over the next day or two. That is a tremendous idea, isn't it? Sometimes it's pasta filled with duck or ribs or beef bouquets. There are cheese plates and cold-cut platters, delicious high-end food that in the past would have gone straight to the garbage. How sad that is. The mission's director there, Catherine Stevens, director of development and community engagement, said now the 200-plus homeless men who eat in our cafeteria get to enjoy a gourmet meal. It's no wonder we're always cheering for the Canadians to make it to the playoffs, I'm sure. But that's a great idea. We do. In America, Canada, wherever, waste a ton of food, and that is so very sad. Great job. And I think we should give a tip of the hat here to Gianfranco Armabol, who founded the group back in 2003 and serves as its CEO. He's come up with a formula that makes it very easy for chefs and restaurant owners to rescue unused food promptly and safely. Now that is something to look into for all of us. You know, Jesus has got to love it. Others, always about others. One of the main reasons you're here on this earth. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this important message. Hello, world. Christian news, information, and comment from a very conservative position every day at this time. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. We've been doing this for decades, my friend, and we're excited to be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ spread throughout this half hour together. Greg Patton Ministries, the Cross Church that we've pastored for 30 years in Fort Wayne, Indiana, brings you this program with a big thank you to stations that carry it. Oh, it's very special. Thank you for praying. Thank you for giving. Some of you support this ministry with your dollar bills, and we're very grateful for that. Thank you for liking us on Facebook and being a friend. And a big thank you to those churches that continually have our ministry in their church. Every one of them have very positive things to say. Why not get in touch today, my friend? GregPatton.com. And as always, a big thank you. So I've been asking the Lord the big question, why me? Heard that message recently? I was boasting about how I hadn't been stopped by the police forever, and somehow, did I share this already? In 72 hours, I got stopped twice for speeding by some really nice cops, a state trooper, city officer here in Fort Wayne, just telling me to slow down. Maybe that's what the Lord is telling me. Slow down. The busier I get, the behinder I get. Does that sound familiar to any of you? Oh, you try to do it right, and we all mess up. No perfect people out there, are there? Yeah, I'm starting a new record here. How many times can I get stopped by a police officer in one day? You know, those who live to be salt and light in the world are going to make ripples of impact on the lives around them, and it's not by speeding either. Done that a time or two. What do you see as the purpose of your life, my friend? Many people would say their purpose is to enjoy living and perhaps to be good to other people. Others might feel they have some mission to fulfill. Some people have such difficult circumstances that they see survival as the main goal, just making it day to day. Tragically, far too many people live without any real purpose in life, and what they accomplish has no lasting value whatsoever. Isn't that sad? Ask the same question of a believer who understands what the Christian life is all about, and the answer will be this: I'm living to fulfill God's plan for my life. Think about how God has invested in you. He has bestowed each one of us, His children, with specialized abilities and talents so that He can work in and through us to affect others and to deepen our relationship with Him. Isn't that great? He has a plan for every believer. When we discover what that is, we no longer waste time or effort or finances. We begin to live a life with a very clear and specific purpose. You got it? The Lord wants us to make a powerful impact on people around us. In the 5th chapter of the book of Matthew, He gives us the mandate. We are to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Verses 13 and 14 there. What are the properties of salt? Not only does it flavor, preserve, and penetrate, but it affects everything it touches. The one thing that can ruin its flavor is the presence of impurities. In a similar way, our saltiness, namely our impact, our influence in this old world, is diminished when we sin, which can cause our life to become tasteless and powerless and, of course, ineffective. And the Word of God also tells us to be light. Referring to Himself, Jesus said, "While I am in the world, I am the light of the world," John 9:5. But now that He has gone to sit at the Father's right hand, His Spirit lives in you and me as we reflect His light to those in darkness around us. In other words, we're kind of like the moon, which has no light on its own, but it reflects the sun. By our conversation, our conduct, our character, we are the reflection of Jesus Christ dwelling in us. What are the properties of light? That's a good question. It dries out darkness, points the way, warns of incoming dangers, and reveals what is there. Just as sin lessens our flavor, it also reduces our light. It's like soot on a lantern globe. The more there is, the less light you can see. Sin does not suit believers because it diminishes our effectiveness and our influence. Notice Jesus did not say, "You know, I suggest you be the salt and the light." He said, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. In other words, you're to make an impact on people's lives, to be changed for good, because Jesus Christ is living his life in and through you. Isn't that great? It's evident from the Word of God that Jesus did not intend for us to be salt and light in a sealed container, Matthew 5:15-16. Rather, God designed us to have a circle of impact, similar to the effect of a pebble tossed into the water. You know, those little rings appear and ripple out farther and farther until the water is finally calm again. Now, depending upon the size of that stone, there can be more ripples extending to a much greater distance. Think about the kind of life Jesus had in mind for us to live. Should we content ourselves with being like grains of sand dropped into the water, causing almost no ripple at all? I don't think so. I think that we should prefer to be like a large stone or a brick that causes significant waves of good in somebody's life. That's just a great way to describe it. How far and wide can a person's circle of impact really reach? There are a lot of great biblical examples, as well as many modern-day ones, and I think tomorrow we'll talk more on those in the Scripture that had such a circle of influence, really a circle of impact in the world today. You should be that in your neighborhood, in your community. You are the salt of the earth, light of the world. Jesus is in heaven. He sent you. You have a job to do today, my friend. Christians who live to fulfill God's purpose are not making tiny ripples. They should be making a meaningful impact on the people around them today. Remember that God wants us to be the salt and the light. Salt, anything it touches changes. Light, wherever you shine it, the darkness flees. That's great. Be as salty as possible, my friend, as bright as you can be, so that the circle of your impact will carry the force of God's power. Over the weekend, got a list here. Some people have been salt of the earth in days gone by. That'll be on Monday. And for all the men in the audience, I want you to know, being a man's not easy. No makeup, no wig, and if you're ugly, you're just plain ugly. I qualify. That's it, another edition of Hello World. I'm Greg Patton. News, information, and comment coming your way each day at this time. Thank the station for carrying the broadcast. Thank you, as always, for listening. Love to come to you every day at this time. I pray you have a great weekend. You're in church this week. Of course you are. Enjoy it, my friend. Join me back here on Monday. I'm Greg Patton. God bless. Have a great day.